Welcome to another edition of Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. What happens when there might be an animal at large?
We always try to reunify a loose animal with the owner. So the first thing is we hope people have licensed or have some level of identification on their animals, because then if our animal control officer comes across that pet, we can get that pet back to its rightful place. If, on the other hand, we have animals that are at large that don't have any identification, then we try to take those into custody. We have a local contract with a veterinarian in town who holds those animals and tries to get them adopted if they can't be reunified with any owner. But those facilities are limited, so we are going to have a broader, more integrated plan to deal with our animals. The other thing, to also change the mindset of people thinking that they're owners, you're really a guardian. And that's intended to better reflect, you know, our true relationship and, more importantly, the responsibility that goes with it when we take on an animal into our family. So by viewing animals as more than just mere property, that focus starts to shift from the ownership interest in an animal to what is really in the best interest of that individual animal. And that is something that I think our whole community needs to take a look at, so that we're doing a better job in being the guardians for all those dogs, cats, and other animals that we have in our care and custody. When we talk about responsible pet ownership, there's really five things that go along with that. Commit, invest, obey, identify, and prepare. So commit, we really want people not to make impulsive decisions about selecting a pet. It really is a lifetime decision and responsibility that goes along with taking on that guardian responsibility. You invest. There is a certain amount of time and money that goes along with maintaining the health and safety of any pet that you bring into your home. Obey. We want people to obey local ordinances, including licensing, lease requirements. And we do not want people to let their pets become stray or become feral. And identify, and that really means making sure that the pets are properly identified. Make sure that they're licensed, they're vaccinated, they've got their ID tags on them. And lastly, prepare for when there's an emergency or a disaster. How are you going to be able to take care of that pet if there's an evacuation, if we have a tornado situation, or just bad weather? You got to take a little bit of extra care, planning, and thinking when you've got another family member in your care and custody.
You've been listening to Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.